This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. New details have emerged from Cleveland's failed bid to score online retail giant Amazon's second headquarters. Cleveland.com obtained records from the Northeast Ohio area-wide coordinating agency, which previously claimed the documents contained trade secrets and couldn't be released. The records show incentives offered to Amazon and its employees. They include a 25% discount on public transit fares for Amazon employees and a promise to triple the RTA's capacity over the next decade. City officials also offered Amazon office space in Terminal Tower and Post Office Plaza. Both are owned by downtown developer K&D Group. Ohio Auditor Dave Yost has referred findings in his long-awaited audit of what was the state's largest charter school over to the U.S. Attorney's Office and Franklin County Prosecutor for possible criminal charges. WKSU's ML Schulze has more.
Yost's audit of the electronic classroom of tomorrow concludes the school gave the state, quote, junk data that purposely inflated attendance. In the case of one student, it listed instructional hours at nearly 8,900, more hours than there are in a year. Yost also accuses the Ohio Department of Education of accepting fake proof it never should have. He accuses the school and the department of such incompetence that, quote, it's amazing any money went to education whatsoever. The school has denied it did anything wrong. Yost himself has come under heavy criticism from Democrats over campaign contributions he got from ECOT's founder, Bill Lager, and over his failure to act sooner. Yost is running for attorney general. His Democratic opponent, Steve Dettelbach, has pressed Yost on why he didn't turn whistleblower information over to criminal investigators a year ago. I'm ML Schulze. 89.7 WKSU.
The federal judge overseeing more than 600 lawsuits filed by government entities seeking billions of dollars from drug distributors says he will continue to push for solutions to the problem while lawyers continue their settlement talks. Judge Dan Polster held an open court session in Cleveland on Thursday before meeting separately with attorneys on both sides. Polster says he hopes a global settlement can be reached similar to that in 1998 involving tobacco companies that resulted in the payment of $206 billion to 46 states. Polster wants to forge a deal on business practices and funding to reverse the crisis. The first trial scheduled for next March will be for lawsuits filed by Cleveland and Cuyahoga and Summit counties. Polster said Thursday those trials could be an aid to settlement talks. A constitutional amendment to legalize recreational marijuana in Ohio took a first step yesterday for qualifying to be on a statewide ballot. Attorney General Mike DeWine, the Republican nominee running for governor in November, certified the petition language for the Marijuana Rights and Regulations Amendment that would allow people 21 years or older to possess, produce, transport, use, sell, or share pot. Cleveland.com reports it now goes to the Ohio Ballot Board to determine if the measure is one or multiple ballot issues. If approved by the board, the measure needs more than 305,000 signatures to get on a ballot. A judge could soon decide whether Ohio's embattled program for licensing medical marijuana growers should be put on hold. Ohio Relief LLC, a marijuana grower that was passed over for a cultivator license, is suing the Ohio Department of Commerce, saying the state has not provided it with an adequate appeals process. Franklin County Common Pleas Judge Richard Fry will hear arguments today in Relief's request for a preliminary injunction that would halt licensing processes until the company is heard. Three other lawsuits have been filed challenging the state's selection of 24 applicants to grow medical marijuana. Ohio legalized medical marijuana in 2016 and set this September 8th as the start date for that program, though the state has said the program won't be fully operational by then. The family of a 17-year-old boy who fatally shot himself while handcuffed in the backseat of a police cruiser in Akron has filed a lawsuit against the city and the police. The wrongful death suit alleges the police did not properly search Xavier McMullen on August 25, 2017, before putting him in a patrol car. It also says officers waited 20 minutes before investigating a loud noise believed to be the fatal gunshot. Cleveland.com reports the teen's mother filed the suit Thursday, naming the city of Akron, its police department, and more than a dozen officers as defendants. Earlier this year, the department docked Officer Devin Ray's pay for failing to thoroughly search McMullen. The city and the police department declined to comment. The Akron-Canton Airport will start to charge rideshare drivers like Uber and Lyft to wait for riders on airport property. Fox 8 Cleveland reports the airport will start to require the $400 permits this month. Airport officials say the move is fair to all drivers, including limo and taxi services, who already have required to have permits. Some Uber and Lyft drivers say the new permits are an unfair burden. Drivers without a permit will still be able to pick up passengers at the terminal, but will have to wait for their customers off-site. Akron-based Acme Fresh Markets now says it plans to end its fuel rewards program, but will still honor rewards through October of next year. The Akron Beacon Journal reports an Acme spokesperson said customer response to the loyalty program has been on the decline. Since 2009, the program let customers earn free fuel at local gas stations. Canton Police Chief Bruce Lauver is retiring. The repository reports the 25-year veteran will step down June 1st. Lauver's a Canton native and served as a SWAT team commander before being promoted chief in 2012. Captain Dave Davis will be acting police chief until the position can be filled permanently by the city's civil service office. No timeline has been given. An Ohio judge has ordered a 90-day pause in a lawsuit that seeks to stop Columbus's Major League Soccer team from its proposed move to Austin, Texas. The Columbus Dispatch reports the judge issued an order on Tuesday. The lawsuit filed by the Ohio Attorney General and the City of Columbus cites a law enacted after the original Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore in 1996. Under that law, Ohio sports teams using publicly supported facilities must give 6 months' notice and allow cities or residents a chance to buy the team. The city's argued the owners of Crew SC were vague about their notice. The judge will meet with both parties and determine how to structure a potential sale. Both sides must also help determine the team's value. This is WKSU News.